Hey, you want that to go?
Good morning. Time to take some takeouts on stories that we're following this week. And in the first, the continuing dialogue that really began after September 11th about where privacy ends and security begins. Today, we're going to talk to New York Times legal correspondent John Schwartz. And John, after the attempted attack on the Detroit Brown flight on Christmas Day, we all started talking a lot about these screening devices that may have prevented it. These are screening devices that take an image of your body silhouette. So if they could have prevented this attack, why aren't these being used in airports?
Well, they are being used in some airports. The question is, could they be expanded in the United States anyway, nationwide? They're in 19 airports right now. And the TSA has said they're going to expand to by 150 more last year. They said that. And they're going to probably do another 300 in the coming year. So the stuff is coming. The question is it really a great idea? Is it really going to help?
Well, and the initial question for most people is, do I want TSA agents looking at a silhouette of my body, right? They're concerned about privacy.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, depending on the technology used, the image is either pretty obviously your body or a sort of chalky outline of your body. But either way, it gives some people the creeps.
you also spoke to some people in your research that who said it doesn't matter whether you use these scanners or not because they're not that effective. Is that true?
Well, it is. You know, it is possible to fool any technology. The question is, you know, could you create something that looks like a body part, or could you flatten something and glue it to your thigh so cleverly
now that's
that it
creepy,
wouldn't really?
John.
I'm sorry.
Now that's creepy.
Do you want to know what else is creepy? Inserting something within the folds of your skin so that, you know, the backscatter technology and the millimeter wave technology only do the surface of your skin. An obese person could hide a certain amount of explosive in a fold of the skin.
Wow.
Unpleasant but true. And then, you know, even once you get past that, there's body cavities that you can put things
okay.
in.
Okay, let's end this here. There, the John Schwartz is the legal correspondent for the New York Times. Thanks, John.
I wish that the sports takeout was not also concerning something potentially sad-making, but it has to do with Texas Tech. They say they're playing the Alamo Bowl without their heralded unpredictable coach Mike Leach because maybe he did something too unpredictable. Takeaway sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen is here. What do they say he did?
So a person close to James with direct knowledge of the situation, the young man who had a concussion, the young player who had a concussion, and the coach told him to basically go into a separate area, which some people have described as a shed or an electrical closet. Some people have said it's much nicer than that. And he did this once, and then he did this again. And he didn't believe that he had actually had a concussion.
This is this kid, Adam James. His dad is an ESPN analyst, Craig James. So there's been all this talk about concussions. And so this is a particularly bad time, if Mike Leach did this, to stick a kid with a concussion in a shed because he thought he was faking it. What does Mike Leach say happened?
Well, Mike Leach said he basically feels like he was forced into this untenable situation. He said that the place that he put him in wasn't actually as bad as they're saying it was. And he was saying that he felt that it was a better place for him to be because he wasn't going to be able to practice, so it was a good place for him to actually be.
Well, Mike Leach is the school says he's not going to be able to coach for the Alamo Bowl, but he's trying to fight that, right?
Yeah, there's definitely a court activity that's happening. My guess is that he's probably going to actually be able to coach because it is Texas now, mind you, and football reigns in Texas. But there's a couple of things that concern me about this is where was the trainer? And we were talking about this earlier. The trainer is supposed to act as a buffer between the player and the coach. Most people who've played sports at this level know that coaches want you on the field. They don't care about your academics. They don't care about your personal life. They don't care about anything that you're going through. They want you on the field. And so it's going to be really difficult for a player to advocate for themselves when a coach is demanding from them that they have to be there.
And you played college football. I mean, it's a surprising story to me as a fan of college football. Is it surprising to you something like this goes down?
Not at all. It doesn't surprise me in the slightest. I mean, coaches want you on the field. They're very relentless in their pursuit of getting everyone there. You know, someone gets hurt, and then they move 10 yards up, and then they play the next play. And that person who's hurt could literally their career could be over. So it's a very brutal sport and a very brutal game, and a lot of it gets hidden from the public.
Yeah. Sports contributor here on The Takeaway, Mr. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Thank you.
Good morning.
And for our last takeout, we're going to turn it over to our listeners. We're starting a new year and a new decade this Friday, and we're asking everyone for their New Year's resolutions. Not just for you, for the country, America's 2010 resolution. John emails, America needs to stop spending wildly and get every person a job. Without good work for our citizens, we cannot hope to be a great nation.
A maybe more cryptic email from Kevin in Shreveport, Louisiana. He says, America should resolve to slay Arthas, ending the Lich King's threat.
That's Lich King.
Then handle the Horde menace. No, wait, that's mine. Celeste, nerd translate?
I will nerd translate for you. This is from World of Warcraft. The Lich King, Arthas, he's the big bad dude. He's the big baddie. I mean, evil personified. And then, of course, there's the Horde, although we're really supposed to get along with them. So, you know, not very politically correct in WoW terms.
All right. That somehow made it more confusing for me, but... You sound like you know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about. Come on. All the people who play World of Warcraft know that the resolution should be to slay Arthas. He's ruining everything.
Because it's your birthday, I'm going to let you have that.
Okay, in Oklahoma City, Alan emails us, let us resolve to hire and train thousands of TSA officers with dogs trained to sniff out explosives instead of spending billions of dollars on sniffer technology that may or may not work. The hiring and training of the officers would help lower unemployment rate and create ripples through education and training facilities.
Give us your take, by the way. What New Year's resolution do you have planned for this new fancy decade we're going into?
Wait. One listener asks Luke, is this really a new decade? John emails us, remember year 1 through year 10? That means the 21st century and the decade started on January 1st, 2001. So
go back to your World of Warcraft game, pesky
big
listener.
Or small. Hey, we don't know if John plays World of Warcraft.
I presume he does. I could sense it in his email.
That is politically incorrect also. Big or small, personal resolution for yourself or for the country as a whole. Maybe you want to weigh in on this argument over whether World of Warcraft makes me incredibly cool or whether it doesn't. Whatever it is you want to weigh in on, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.